Tobes, you ready? 3, 2, 1. Good morning, Mr. Masters.
Yep, good. Good. You're getting better at it. Being better at it. Good morning to you and everyone out there listening to the Chelsea Echo spoilers / predictions. Last week, sadly, for me, it was not even predictions. It was just terrible. But these two did quite well. Maybe they're more the experts in this than me. After my promising start to the season. So I'll just briefly go through. Tobes actually got 2 right last week. Maybe even 3, because we're actually recording this before Fulham against Wolves. So he might even have 3. If Wolves beat Fulham 2-1, Tobes has got 3. He got Burnley West Ham bang on, and he also got Tottenham Villa bang on, which Louis also got. So a bad week for me. I got two correct results out of 9. So far. So that's a shocker. But anyway, we go again. And hopefully this week I can be spoiling and not sort of sitting on the sidelines. Obviously the usual 10 games. And some big ones, actually, which is good. And hopefully a Chelsea win this week after the shambles of last week. I'll run through the games like normal and then we'll go into our predictions and brief summary of why Arsenal play Wolves to kickstart the weekend before Brentford host Luton. Burnley play Sheffield United in El Shitico. Nottingham Forest host Everton. Newcastle v Manchester United. Bournemouth v Aston Villa. Chelsea v Brighton. Liverpool, Fulham. West Ham, Crystal Palace. And then to end the weekend, we have the big game, I would say, of the weekend. Manchester City host Tottenham Hotspur. So, without further ado, we'll go through. And I think definitely our current leader, Lou Benaventi, can kickstart with his prediction of Arsenal against Wolves from the Emirates Stadium.
Thing is, guys, do you really like it? Is it wicked? I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. I'm loving it beating Tom where it matters, okay? Because Tom bangs on about Fantasy League, but where it really matters, when there's forfeits on the line, i.e. a blue Power Rangers suit, which hasn't been done by young Tobes in the corner, I am very happy to be top of the league, leading this leaderboard, looking at the Arsenal-Wolves game as the early kickoff. And some people say, in the wise words of Mahatma Gandhi, you should never back the early kickoff. But fuck Gandhi, all right? He's full of shit. I'm going to go Arsenal 2, Wolves 1.
I think you should take back your Gandhi slander.
Yeah,
there is no early kickoff.
Yeah.
So,
it's a 3 o'clock. Oh, it's the first one of the game. Well, you know.
Yeah, there's no early kickoff this week.
I mean, it's the first one, so I just guessed it was an early kickoff. That's poor from me. But I'm not going to take back my Gandhi slander. In fact, no, you know what? No, I'm a bit nervous now. Yeah, I'll take it back. A bit superstitious. Sorry, Gandhi.
So, but you're not changing your prediction?
No, I'm sticking Arsenal 2, Wolves 1.
Cool, that's locked in. Tobes, what do you think this week?
I've got Arsenal 2, Wolves 0. Arsenal 3 o'clock at the Emirates is pretty safe.
Yeah, I also have the same. They actually haven't scored that many goals this year, Arsenal, but their defence is very good, which is why I don't think they'll concede. And Wolves, without Neto, the postman, are nothing. Brentford against Luton. Luton, big win last weekend against Palace, but they're away this week. Not as good there. Tobes, what do we reckon?
Luton are picking up some points, and I'm predicting, or I'm spoiling, that will continue. I've got Brentford 1, Luton 1.
Ooh, interesting.
Louis?
I think Brentford have been... I know they beat us, but I don't think they've been that great.
I mean, yeah, they've not been that great, but I think Brentford at home, they just seems pretty solid. I'm going to back them. I don't think that Luton will pick up a lot of points here. And I do think, you know, we'll have someone step up. Not saying he's my goal scorer. I think Brian Mbeumo might be amongst it in that game. But I'm going to go Brentford 3, Luton 1.
Nice. I have got, and it's funny you should mention Brian Mbeumo, as he is my goal scorer. And I've gone Brentford 3, Luton 0. I just think Luton away from home not being that great. And Brentford, I thought they played quite well against Arsenal. So I think they can translate that into a comfortable win this weekend. And then we move on to the game everyone's talking about, Burnley against Sheffield United. This will be fun. Louis, let's go to you to talk about the great game.
I mean, it's either going to go one or two ways. It's either going to be an absolutely diabolical, like, nil-nil. Like, you're not going to see anything. Or there's going to be some goals. Where it means it's not going to be diabolical, but it'll still be a shit game of football. I've gone Burnley 1, Sheffield United 1 for the usual safe El Shitico bet.
Fair play. Tobes?
Yeah, it's a tough one to call El Crapico, but I think there's a bit of pressure building on Vincent Kompany, and he'll relieve a bit of that pressure with a 2-1 win.
Yeah, I've also got 2-1 to Burnley. I thought they were, well, I mean, they were unlucky not to get anything out of West Ham with those two late goals. And I think Sheffield United are the worst team in the league, and they're going to get beaten again this weekend. So, yeah, there you go. Nottingham Forest against Everton, minus 10 Everton, who were beaten by Garnacho's brilliance. Now I have to go to the City Ground to take on Forest. Tobes, I'll go to you first on this one. What do you reckon?
I think Everton are going to be sweating. They're seeing Luton pick up points. I feel like they're the only team that could send Everton down if that 10 points remains, that deficit they've been given. But I'm going to say they do pick up some points with a 2-1 win away at Forest.
Interesting. Louis?
It's going to be a tasty one, I think. I think it's one of those games where both sides know what's at stake. And I feel like Everton, even though Tobes is absolutely right about the fact that, you know, Luton could be the side that could send them down, which I think would be insanity. It's just the idea of that is just, it's mental. They've proven this season before the deduction that they can just pick up points. However, having said that, Forest is a very, very difficult place to go. I think there'll be goals in this one. I don't think it's going to be a classic, though. So I'm going to go Nottingham Forest 2, Everton 1.
Interesting, because I've gone for 2-2. My designated Desmond, yeah, Forest, Everton. Both teams decent going forward. Everton should have scored at least a couple yesterday, I think, against United, but not very good at the back. And so, yeah, I've gone 2-2, which means we've all got a different result, which is always fun. And then the big one on Saturday anyway, Newcastle v Manchester United. Both teams doing well at the moment in terms of picking up wins. Louis, I'll come to you first on this one.
As much as United are good at picking up wins, I just think they're absolutely shite. So I think they're going to go to Newcastle, and I really think they're going to struggle in with Newcastle's injury list. I think they've got enough in the tank just to beat United. You know, we can talk about Garnacho's goal we want, but they made hard work of Everton, in my opinion. I'm going to go Newcastle 3, Manchester United 1.
Interesting. Tobes?
Yeah, they've both got big Champions League fixtures this week, both letting the coefficient down, these clubs. could be a bit of a tired affair. Yeah, United are the most informed team in the league, which is quite mind-blowing when you do watch them, but they are. Despite that, it's St James's. I think Newcastle will have enough. I'm going to go 2-0. You're doing great.
I think the same reasons. I've gone 2-1. I think it might be a little bit tight, and then Newcastle will have enough. So I've gone 2-1. Bournemouth Villa. Villa, terrible away from home. We did manage to get a win away yesterday against Spurs. Can they do the same again, Tobes?
No. Or rather, Bournemouth won't do it again. I think Villa will do it again. They're going to have a repeat of Spurs with a 2-1 win.
Louis?
The Crimson Chin's going to be back in trouble. I'm going to go for Bournemouth 1, Villa 3.
Nice. I've also gone 2-1 for exactly the reason I said at the start. Villa are terrible away from home, but Bournemouth are just terrible. So there we go. Now on to the mighty Chelsea, looking to bounce back from the 4-1 hammering, playing against Brighton, who got their first win since September as well. So a lot riding on this game, really. Louis, what do you reckon?
I don't know with this one. Part of me, my head says a draw, but I'm not going to listen to my head because I can't stand Brighton. It's one of those, they're just, again, like I said in the preview, yamming at your ankles, those little annoying things you just want to kick the shit out of. So I'm going to go for Chelsea 2, Brighton 1. I think we're just going to edge it. It's going to be a tough game, but I think we can do the business.
Tobes?
I'm actually cashing in my Desmond of the week. I'm gutted to say I'm doing so, but when I've been a bit more pessimistic or sceptical about us with our results, we tend to do quite well. And I've been wrong about most Chelsea results this season because I often go with wins. So maybe it'll have the desired effect of Chelsea going to turn up at Muller Brighton, but I have gone 2-2.
I have also gone 2-1 Chelsea, mainly because Brighton's injury list is pretty horrific. But I did say the same last week about Newcastle. So hopefully I'm wrong there, but I've gone Chelsea 2, Brighton 1. Right, Liverpool v Fulham. Liverpool looking pretty good at the moment. Tobes, I'll come to you first on this one.
Liverpool home to a team that's dramatically inferior to them, stinks of 3-0.
I've gone for exactly the same result because Fulham cannot score goals, and I'm going to cash it in. Salah, get me my 5 points, please.
Mo Salah is your predicted scorer. I have gone actually one better than you. I've gone 4-0. I just think Fulham are really not very good, and I feel like Liverpool haven't been taking their chances that well recently, mainly because of a certain Darwin Nunez. So I think this might be the week they really go ham. And
oh no, he's really chaotic. He's great to watch.
I got told off by a Liverpool fan for calling him the South American Werner, which I think is a very apt.
Yeah, no, I've been calling him Tall Timo on TikTok for ages, and they kept saying like, "Oh, you're going to take this back?" I was like, "No, he is. He's Tall Timo. He works really hard, and that's why fans appreciate him. But he misses a lot of chances."
Exactly. Appreciated by his own fans for his efforts, laughed at by everyone else because he misses sitters. Anyway, London Derby. There's one every week, and I always like to say it. West Ham v Crystal Palace, which was, well, I was going to say for some reason, I can see why that might make the TV screens. But it is on TV on Sunday. And I'll come to you first on this one, Louis.
I actually had a full-on debate after our last predictions, our last spoilers episode, where a Palace fan cornered me in the pub who listens to us. Good job he's a friend of mine because, you know, could have got messy, you know what I mean? I was in my stony. But he, how we had about a 25-minute debate about if Crystal Palace is actually a London club. And I called in my phone a friend. I called my dad, who's a London City tour guide, and he confirmed they're not. So, having said all of that, in this non-London derby, I've gone for West Ham 2, Crystal Palace 1, because Crystal Palace at the minute are absolutely diabolical. But I would say this is a game where the manager could be in trouble. However, that is not going to be the case because no one is going to go to Crystal Palace by the looks of things because Paddy McCarthy is going to replace Roy Hodgson very soon. But Roy Hodgson is not going to get sacked even if they do poorly into January. But that doesn't matter in this game. It's West Ham 2, Crystal Palace 1.
They are indeed doing poorly. Lost 4 of their last 5. Tobes, do you think it will become 5 of their last 6?
Yeah, I do think it will. You guys know I'm a big fan of Eze. I was singing his praises and he went off with another injury the other day, which is devastating to hear because he's a good player. Very, very good player. And he adds a lot into the Palace's attack. They already struggle for goals as it is. Elise did pop up. He came back from injury, scored a belter. But it's not going to be enough. West Ham 2, Palace 0.
Cool. I have actually gone for West Ham 1, Palace 1. I actually don't think West Ham are all that either, to be honest. And although Bowen might be back, he also might not. And Palace defensively have been pretty good generally, so I don't know. I think it's going to be a bit of a stinker for Sunday TV. But I've gone West Ham 1, Crystal Palace 1. And then we move on to the final.
Sorry, before you carry on, can we just appreciate that we've all did the Sky Sports voice? That was great. I was so proud of you two. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
West Manchester City Tottenham. Last but not least game. Big game to end the weekend. And I'm going to come to the league leader, Louis, to wrap things up. Well, start wrapping things up.
Well, it's going to be, I think, an absolute massacre at the Etihad. But it's okay, mate, because Spurs are going to be playing a high line. So I am going to go for Manchester City 3, Spurs 1. And that one goal is going to be a consolation goal in the dying embers of the game. Maybe Son popping up to get the goal. But it was Manchester City 3, Spurs 1.
Very nice, Tobes.
Yeah, I've gone even more of a massacre. I've gone City 4, Spurs 0. You might have noticed I haven't gone for a goal scorer. I didn't pick him all of November, but I am picking that robot, Erling Haaland. City got a bounce back. They've dropped points 2 games in a row. Has to be done.
There we go. And I will go also Manchester City 3, Tottenham 0. Spurs lost 3 in a row, and I think it might be 4. They might struggle at the Etihad. Manchester City 3, Tottenham 1.
Fun fact, by the way, about Tottenham Hotspur's run. Did you know they're the first team to win their first 10 games in the Premier League and then lose the next 3 after that? Bottle jobs, mate. Bottle job FC.
Spursy. That's Spursy.
Spursy.
That really is Spursy. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to our latest instalment of spoilers. Obviously, they're going to be coming thick and fast now as we head into the festive season when there are games every day, more or less. But thank you for listening again. Hope you enjoyed your whatever breakfast you're having, if you're having bran flakes, once again, as always, unlucky. And hope your weekend is great and productive. And whichever football team you support wins, unless it's Brighton. As always, we are a High Road 61 production, and this is obviously the Chelsea Echo. This was our spoilers episode. We also have previews and reviews. We did our preview for the Brighton game, which came out, I believe, yesterday. So check that out as well. Follow us on all the socials, where you get your usual socials from. Engage with the Echo. Tell your pals, your family, etc. Spread the word, please. And obviously, we do also have quite an exciting giveaway coming up in the not-too-distant future. And hopefully, we can be more positive in our next review on Monday. So we'll catch you later.